said over, saying over the way he said it, the way I understand it, I think it's a very strong message. It's two messages in the message. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Kuf Beis, the Gemara speaks about the list of the people that don't have a chilek le'olam haba. So first the Gemara brings down the list of the melochim that don't have a chilek le'olam haba. Ravashi uke ha-shloisha melochim. Omar le'mochor niftach b'chavroim. Tomorrow, we will speak about our friends, people like us, that are talmidei chachamim, just for seven reasons, they lost le'olam haba. So today we spoke about melochim that don't have le'olam haba. Tomorrow, we'll sit about our friends, it's friends like us, but for different reasons, they lost le'olam haba. Tomorrow, we'll list them up. And one of them that applied to put in the list was Menashe. Also, Menashe is chazale b'chalme. So Menashe came in the dream. Omar, chavroch, v'chavroi de'avuch koris lo. You calling me a friend? I'm a friend of yours? I'm a friend of your father? I know you from somewhere. Meheichan bois lemishre ha-moitzi. When you cut a moitzi, from where you cut the bread? What? Why? Amale, lo yadav? I don't know. Amale, meheichan bois lemishre ha-moitzi legamirta. You don't know from where to cut a moitzi. V'chavros kolens me? And you're calling me a friend? So he told me, Akmali, so teach me. ולמוכר דרשים למשמוך בפרקה. And I'll say it in your name. אמר לי, מאיכם דקורים בישולה. From the place that the bread is baked well done. אמר לי, מאחר דחק, מי דקולה היי, מתי מקופלחו לב אז כחוב. So מנשה, if you such a time at חוכם, so why are you able to have it as all? אמר לי, הווה הוסום, אבל הקיטה בשגמו לגבים מבראי את הבשרוי. You would be with us, you would pick up your robe and you would run to Rabbi Zohar. We spoke about this part of the Gemara at a different time, a different from Mashiach. So Shneiman was Me'oira, he said, Givaldi. He said, first, Rav Ashi was a person that knew Kol HaTorah Kula. How do you know that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula? No? Who wrote the Shas?
He wrote Bavli.
He wrote Bavli, so he knows everything, yeah? But he wrote it. Shali Moise Bechol Mokim Vu Meshi. Zok the Menashe, from where you cut the bread? He doesn't know. So you call me your friend? So he didn't know this halacha. I said, Lashon from Rav Shteyman. So he didn't learn one Mishnah Brura. So God didn't know. So he didn't see a Mishnah Brura. So Yelim saw the Mishnah Brura, he didn't see the Mishnah Brura. Yelim blind, Erevei Shas. So what if the other person knows the Mishnah Brura? Lashon Rav Shteyman was, I'm all about the boss, I was going to read the Mishnah Brura. That doesn't make you a ladder, that makes you a Rosh Hashiva. You know, Shas, that says the Rosh Hashiva. So what is that? So he doesn't know from where to come from. Big deal. Second question he asked. What if you would answer that he knows? If he knows from where to cut the bread. How he took a chance? Wait. Is billion halachas. Why decide to choose this halacha? Maybe we'll ask him, bayer, two pieces of chicken, if it's bayer or not. Maybe Rav Ashi knows everything. So Rav Shteyman said like this. Not like people think, oh, if you don't know this halacha. Rav Shteyman was saying, he told him, you're right, you're big Talmid Chacham, you're calling me your friend. From where you cut the bread? If he would say, I don't know, also good. You don't have to know if you should vote for Askedai. That doesn't make you a person. Not like this. Rav Ashi was over than Kavod Shamayim. This is what Menashe knew, that he's over than Kavod Shamayim. Ruchnius. Rav Ashi told him, but you know, Shivisi Hashem Lemek Ditomit. In this world is Gashmias also. You think how to make Kaddish to Gashmias? When you make a bracha, you're eating bread. You need to eat. that you could make the bracha from the choshava side. Why are you making the bracha from that side? Why are you not making the bracha from this side? You can make the bracha in a more choshava way. Ribui kvod shamayim. Ah, you're not busy with that. You're not holding in a madrege to mekadesh the Lashem Shomayim, the cutting of the bread, to make it more Lashem Shomayim. Don't call me your friend. You didn't think how to make out Lashem Shomayim with a broche? I'm not your friend. I'm a different league. That's the oimek shiva oimek. And this is what Menashe meant to ask him. Menashe knew that the madreges and the deres ha'achroinim are not the madreges ha'rishonim. So he told him, and you also oisek in the work cutting the bread? You're not Isaac in that. You're not holding in that madrega. Don't call me your friend. And this would have stims, I didn't finish it, but this would have stims the Hemshah HaGemore. Omale me'achar v'chakim tu kulehai ma'itai me'tzalmin chul palchul avidezor. After you're so smart, why you're in avidezor? The person knows the way to cut the bread. But he knew Menashe is Menashe. He called him Chavoy. Now he beat him in one aloha. He knows the way to cut the bread. He says, I'm Menashe, you attack yourself so smart, you know from where to cut the bread, so why are you able to dissolve it? Before you didn't have a kasha on me? But this is what he told him.
I haven't said this.
What? The
he
last
spoke,
part?
He spoke,
it could be,
spoke.
Could be, I didn't hear the last part. I don't think so, but could be. But it's for sure that this is what is the Hemshah.
Yeah.
So he told him, if you knew how to cut the bread, so it means you, Mechavan Hashem Shomayim, even when you ate. Me'achar b'chashiv t'chakim t'kulehai, how you could have done so. That's what he told. But if this halacha would be one more single halacha, so what is the hemshach? And because you know this halacha, you're able to have a desire. This was the tvi. Person has to think every time, but how you could add kvod shamayim. Everything is good. But Shabbos, not to go away for Shabbos, to stay to mekadesh the Shabbos. You thought about it? How the Mekadosh Hashem Shomayim? Well, I heard there's a new shave that came out with the Hechshav from Rabbi Yashiv that doesn't take off. You anyway shave. You taught the Mekadosh that maybe to do the shaver that is really a Hechshav, but a Mamish or a stemple that they change that doesn't take off the hair. Come to Shabbos. I'm a Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You taught about? When you make a bracha, you taught how to Mekadosh Hashem Shomayim? Shabbos, where you could eat more Lashem Shomayim, not where it'd be better food, where it'd be better chilled out. Don't call me your friend. If you're not in that league, please don't be my friend. Don't call me a friend. This was the first part of the message. Forget from this Gemara that some people take out from this Gemara. You see, if a person doesn't know one Mishnevur, one Aloche, as always, a guy has to go to but he doesn't know from where to cut the bread. For this Gemara, don't fuck out. So first he gave the Musa. One chatzah chispares. Nah, that's just. He gave the drachot of Natera. What is that shkofa? What is Olam Gadol? Have I also have to know Aloha? But not. Because the priest is not Mishnah Buhu. So he doesn't know. And he knows Mishnah Buhu. So what? Chaz v'shalom, he has to know Mishnah Buhu. Hold on a second. At the uptight. I think it was a limut. I think it's important to get it. But let me get it. It's our parsha. It's a given in Parshas Nitzavim. It's a way that I said it in Parshas Nitzavim. Man yam du yomim rapid. Atem Nitzavim ayom kulchem lifnei Hashem elakeichem, rosheichem, shifteichem, zikneichem, shotreichem, kol ish Yisrael. לאובר לך בבריס השם הלקח או בעלוסי או בשבוע עשר. So Rashi says in Pasuk Yud Beis, למען הוקי מויס לך היום לא אלאום, והוא יהיה לך לאלויקים כאשר דיבר לך וכאשר נשבע לב, יסך או לעברום ליצחוק וליאק. למען הוקי מויס לך. כל כך הוא נכנס לתרוח למען כי הם מויס לך לפונוב לאום. והוא יהיה לך לאלויקים. ומדרש הגוד הזה דרשי. לא מניס מחופר שעשאתם לצובים לקלולס, לפי ששומו ישראל מר קלולס חוסר שתיים. חוץ מהמנתה שבתרסקי אני. הריקו פניהם, אמרו מי יכול לעמוד באלו, התחיל מוישה לפייסם, אתם ניצבים היום, הרבה יחסתם ולא יוסר ואתם כיומים, ואת הדנקס רשי, היום, האיסורים מקיימים אתכם, מציבים אתכם לפונוב, So before she say, the Gemara kepshat, say like this, that Klal Yisrael is two kind of schools. The Moshe, someone goes to college, right? To college, where would the goyim go to learn? So in that places, they punish, if someone the Moshe doesn't come to class, they punish him. They put him in a corner. They hit him.
No.
The Moshe gets what?
Assignment.
What does assignment mean?
You lose credits.
You don't get credits.
You lose.
There's a certain amount of absences you're allowed.
Right, and then you don't get the credits.
Right.
You don't get
fail the class.
Yeah. That's it. You don't get the benefits that you could have gotten if you'd done. So they don't punish you. They just don't give you the benefits. This place is, Marshall, elementary school, Marshall. If you don't behave, they patch you. Some places, when you don't behave, they beat you up with six. For that class, these are the mental schools, yeah? Well, because they're not so mental, here they tie you up, you know? In mental homes, they put you in different little rooms, you know? If you don't behave properly, I'm sure you never did, but... So now, you hear about it. What is the difference? In the colleges, if you don't study in college, you also stay a person. You want to be a smarter person, come to college. You don't want to listen. So you don't become smarter, you stay who you are. It's not going to punish you. To get the credits, you have to be past this knowledge. And the mental schools, there, if you don't behave properly, you're dangerous. You become an animal in school. Something bad will come out of you then. You go down to the streets. You hang in Mechweis 99, you don't, Mechweis 22, Mechweis, yeah? All these bad places. So they hit you. Klal Yisrael, Alamo, they taught that they got the Torah because the Torah will make them special people. They don't keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, 100 colors. So they start to think, 1 second, so it means we're bad people, and the Torah just puts us in the right place. So the going, Baruch Hashem, are okay. We're bad people. We am kosher or yirefato, and we need punishments. If we don't behave, we get why are we getting punished? Why are we getting punished? We're not. If you don't go to college, right? So my prison marshal said, my prison goes into a school. He's a marshal. How do you know what kind of school it is? If you see pencils and papers, you know it's a college. If you see sticks and metals, you know it's a mental house. So here they saw 100 cars. He said, 1 second. We thought that the Torah is like, Rehoimem, Ki, Tifartecho, Chochmascho, Binescho, Benahakim. Now we hear it's Pasha, that if not, we're animals. So there's one answer, but it's Tak Yasei. Yisro, Kshem, Oilim, Oilim, Emala, Kshem, Derim, Oilim, Ada, Tahan. It's Tak Yasei. It's what we spent, Moshe, Mechai, Veloshim, Rabbi said, a person, the Moshe, there's two people working by the king's house. There's one person who's in charge to polish the crown, the diamonds, every morning. This one guy, he cleans the horses, you know, the McDonald's there, he cleans it out every morning. Now, the guy that cleans the horses, the guy that polishes the crown, one day didn't polish mamish, it was dusty. He wanted to take off his head, yeah? The guy that didn't do the horses, he cleaned, but you know, a couple little pieces were left. Not one more time, you'd be thrown away. The guy said, that's not. The guy left mamish pieces there. And you're not killing him, I left a piece of dust. That was the shaykhis, yeah? So you want to start to clean the horse's place, or you want to stay in this special job? You want to stay in this special job. But a special man, so Klal Yisrael, they clean the crown. They're polishing the stones. You're right, when you don't polish, they kill you, and malasot. Hashem made a special neshama. This neshama, if it doesn't behave, it spoils the olamas. That was it. If a person can fix, a person can spoil. If a person can spoil, a person can fix. So some people say vitamins doesn't make a difference to take. Lo yoy, lo yazik, yeah? It's a big shayla. If it's not medicine, it's garnished. a real medicine, if you're not sick, if you take it, you die. It's a gate, does it? But this is an other thing. Moshe Rabbeinu said no. I forgot what Sefer says it. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, but you know, there's one person that punishes you even when you don't go to college. It's your father. If your father hears that you're out of college, he beats you up, he's upset. Because he wants you to be a big professor one day. That's what Moshe told him. Atem nitzovim v'nei Hashem v'keichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Tate. Klal Yisrael are kids to Hashem. Hashem wants our good. He punishes us l'achzireinu l'mutot. This is what he told him. Riku p'neim. What is this call us? Tell him atem nitzovim v'nei Hashem v'keichem. Kulchem Hashem, it's a father here. You're right. The goyim are not v'nei Hashem v'keichem. So it's a college. If they don't do mitzvahs, if they don't mess up, it's no problem. But atem nitzavim kulam v'nei Hashem alekeichem. It's not a ribayna shalayu. Go to Pasuk Yudzayin. V'tiru shikutzayim v'zgeuleyim eitz v'evin. Kesem v'zor v'asherim boim. Oy, ha-rashi, ha-rashi. V'skirov this rashi, v'skirov will say over and over. V'tiru shikutzayim. What is Shikutzayim? You know what is Shikutzayim? Let's get a lame. What is it? Avodah Zarah. Why it's called Shikutzayim? Why it's called Gilulayim? Zogt Rashi. Shem meusim kishkotzim. Shem masrichim kegralim. Stinks. So what the Pasuk says, Pain yesh bochem ish, yish o mishpacho yishevet, asher levovoy poina ayoy meim Hashem. So Rashi, Pain, lefichoch ani tzorich lehashbi eschem. Because you saw it. The Pasuk calls it so low. You saw that it stinks. This is what the Pasuk means. You saw how low it is to be up in the Zohar. Shikutzeyim, giluleyim. And yesh b'chem ish v'yesh v'lano. Skirov said, you see from here, when you see something bad, even that you see it in the lowest, even if you see it in the lowest, it could make you to become b'alav b'lizor. You see the boy is doing the lowest. It has a bad ashpoh, a bad influence on you. I say, alamol, it says, aroye seito b'kilkulo yazir atzmi min hayayim. You know what a seito b'kilkulo means? Come to me, some English. You see a lady, they're running her around, taking off her tichel, running with her. They tell you, you drink, you did it. They pour water, and boom, she's like a subam. She flies all over the place. Don't drink wine, because you know wine can bring you. I would sure that I would video that shtickle, and I would take it to every school and tell them, listen, look what happens to people that do Avodah Zarah. They blow up. I would think it's the best school. Look, you do Avera, look what happens. Okay, all the seminaries, look. Saita b'kilkula, look what happens. It just blows up like pieces. And Chazal tell you, if you saw this happening, stop to drink wine, you'll be the next one alive. People think, what is so bad to read the times? You read that, Yankel chat chatzkul, and he did a zaver, and he put him in jail, get out of it, fuck out, I'm very happy that they chapped him. The Torah tells you, sometimes they don't chap him yet, but they're clapped off him, yeah? The Torah tells you, when you see Saita b'kilkula, you become a bad person. And then someone says, what is so bad to see TV? What is so bad to hear the news? Every news is Ro Saita Bekilkula. Shikutzeyim Begiluleyim. How low they are. Maybe someone here wants to follow them. You said it's Ichi. Doesn't make a difference. We go weiter. We go per klamet posuk yudalof. Ki mitzvah azo izo shel meichi mitzavcho ayoim lo nifleisi mimcho velo yirchoi koi. Loi bashomayim mileimo yom iya lelonu ashomayimo vikochenu lonu viyashmiyenu oiso venasenu. ולא אם העבר ליום, מילאים ומייעבר לנו על עבר הירדן ויקוחנו לנו וישמיינו ועשו ונעשינו. כי קורא ולכו הדוב אומרי בפיחו ובלבוב כל העשייסה. לא יהיה בשמיים, סתם, זה מלביא, כמו יש פיין שאני רוצה, לא יהיה בשמיים היא. Some people think, כמו יש בצוי אלמור, לא יהיה בשמיים, they have to climb up mountains, they have to, you know, fix a lomas, שרה. תרזק לא יהיה בשמיים, לא יהיה בעבר היום, to sit and learn normal. Some people think, בשמיים, you know, if he doesn't do this huge organization, that will change, he will give a million to Chweis. That was a Moisad in America. Yeah, he will not change the world, you know. He has to do something like amazing. On them, Zigonisht. Lavnisht. Leib HaShomayim. Leib HaShomayim. Sit and learn. Don't try to make Moshe Feinstein. The Gemara says that when he had a machlekes in Beis HaMedrash, Reb Lezer was metar, v'chachom, v'yumetamim, and they said, "Kurz Beis HaMedrash yuchichu," and then Reb Lezer said, "Baskel tichiach." So the Baskel came out and said, "Reb Lezer is right." So Chachom said, "Lei b'shamayim." Frank Teisves, the Gemara Yivama says, "Why Alocha can be seen?" She's 22 years old, I had a machlekes, and then Yotza Baskel, v'amru Alocha can be seen. Taisa says that is a difference. If the basket comes out on her own, Allah can be sealed. But if someone calls the basket to come out, so it's only Yotze b'pnei Kvodesh and Rab Lezer. So Chido says, this is the pshat, Loi v'shamayim ilemoich. If you tell the shamayim to say, I say the Chido would say, the Chido in Nachal Kedumim says, Loi v'shamayim ilemoich. Reb Zalmele would say, Reb Zalmele Valojim, Reb Zalmele had Avas HaToyro She'en Kedug Moso. So once he had to learn, and he had to find a safer, and he couldn't get to the place, it was like a box full of Sforim, he had to have three people to move it. And he needed the safer. So he was going in his house, and he was saying, Lei B'Shomayim Mi, Lei Me'Ever Hayom, Lei B'Shomayim, and he was saying it with a nice nigun, till he felt he has the koiches. And he went and he moved the box and the box moved.
Himself?
Yeah. Chazal say, Lei b'shamayim v'lei b'ever b'ayoyim, aval im b'azak Rashi, Rashi b'niz dam. She'ilu hoyo b'shamayim, hoyo tzorich lalvis achareo v'lelomdo. We need to say, if sometimes you feel it's b'shamayim, you have to do it. Lei b'shamayim. B'derech klal, it's lei b'shamayim. But if it's b'shamayim, you have to go up. It's the derech klal, it's lei b'shamayim. But if it's b'shamayim, you have to go up. So the famous ma'aser, the Adam of Balak, I think it was, that maybe Adam Slabodka, a great gvir came to the yeshiva. And he asked, he wants a choshev zoch. He was like a multi. Rubles he had. The kids are so. So they went over to the Bacher. Not he read his mom's the best Bacher in Yeshiva. And the guy said, you know, I have a daughter and I want. My daughter lives, you know, one of these little cities somewhere. So I said, I'm bringing Yeshiva if she wants. She could come to the Yeshiva all day. So went back to the Yeshiva said, that's a Choshev Bacher. I said, Alpha Negabor, Yishdaka Lechazar Ala Yishach. So he told him, I'll tell you. There's a famous Meisah of Reb Zalmele. Reb Zalmele, Hamash and Abbas HaTeva, it's famous. Reb Zalmele was a Meisah, a famous story. He was sitting in a wagon and it was snowing. And he was sitting in the back and learning. Kids, if he came to the city, Reb Zalmele was not there. They went back to look for him. He fell in the middle of the way in the safe. He was sitting in the snow looking in the safe. He didn't have that he fell. Reb Zalmele, Valojim, this was the symbol of Abbas and Shkias HaTeva, Shema Herke, the Moser. We had Rav Shteyman yesterday. You know, Rav Shteyman doesn't sit on a chair that has a lining, only on a plastic chair. He doesn't sit on a chair that has handles. In his house, he sits on a bench from wood that leans on the wall. Not to be nana moilam hazi. He didn't open his eyes when he spoke the whole time, not to see the crowd that was around, but not to be nana. I know Rav Shlomo went around the world when you were in America a couple of years ago. He stopped in Baltimore. He stayed by a Feldman. Heard it from a Feldman's son. So it was like, you know, he was in here, he was in Mexico, he was all over the place. And so he was in all different places. And one of the places that he was, because he came back to a Feldman after 11 o'clock one night. It was, he met Mary Swell and he met the Senate. It was all. And he came home 11 o'clock. It was a day of trip, flying two different countries yet. And he said he didn't learn enough today. He has his chavrusa that flies with him. And he sat in there for another couple of hours. When he gets up a second, he said he didn't learn enough today. And he sat and learned. He was in America, he was in England 2 years ago. So he was in Gateshead for a couple of hours. So he came to Meshver. Meshver is a chosher tam chochem, or from Gubitz. He said, he went into the kitchen and he says, Chbet Mechila, but you know, I only eat for my own stuff. I have a pot here. If you could just make me some potatoes. Meshver, but my own dishes, please. Nothing else.
See, the milk goes.
What?
He goes to get the milk from the cow. They say, it might as well.
I don't know, but you go to see it. But then, the person is not in the Meilam Hasa. So we don't understand. Rav Zalman was Mufkaf, and he got into the notator. So, because Rav Zalman didn't want to be in the Meilam Hasa, so he was a Balagola, he had a wagon, and he would do like messages. He would carry suitcases. This was his job. He would move people from place to place. This was his job. Because, but he had a Kabbalah that near every shul that he passes, he goes in to learn. It's good he didn't work at Bar Park, yeah? But in every shul that he passes, he stops and to work. So he came to Varsha. It's like a little shul, like the, you know, the Bala Melocha shul, they had like, you know, Varsha. He goes into the Bala Melocha shul, and he learns. He starts to learn. He goes out, his wagon is not there. He started to learn. He came afternoon, you know, everyone's coming back from work, in Chamayiv, 1 to 3, everyone chaps, Zalmanet, and Shulch, you know. And the shoemakers and the tailors, you know, the Shulch, of Zalmanet. The whole Varsha of Zalmanet is sitting and learning in the Shul. The kids, when someone goes over, of Zalmanet, what happened that he came to learn? He said, well, I came in the morning, I passed. And my goal is not there. You know, the second you hear like a tumult, you know. And after a couple of minutes, the head of the Varsha Meganovim says, Reb Zalmale, that goal is outside already. It's back. Varsha Meganovim. Varsha Meganovim.
It's
like the Germans. It's that. So, the kids are amazed. And they're not going to waste it. They don't want to see So the Adam Islabot Kepomen, normal people have to look for the Aveda. Yeah? But so Rav Zalman, the Aveda comes back to him. You told me you want the Choshev Bachar. You meant that Rav Zalman, but the Aveda comes to him? You don't want such a Choshev? We have a lot. You want ones that have to go to look for the Aveda? We have a lot of them. The pasuk says, "Ki koroi v'lecho adov omerit b'ficho b'lvovcho la'asisa." Stam the Chofetz Chaim says, "It's a shrek b'hazach." What is b'ficho b'lvovcho la'asisa? Normally, it's b'lvovcho b'ficho, right? First the lev, and then the pe. Chofetz Chaim says, "A person finds it hard to learn, or hard to do tshuva." Don't start to say, okay, let me have a good day, let me to settle, let me to relax, to chop the matzah, and I'll get back to myself. You'll never get there. You're not feeling good, you're not into it, start to learn. The Lvavcha will come. Not to start with the Lvavcha. The secret of Kikor V'lecho Adov Amoid is if you first do the peh and then you do the lev, then you have a picha b'vavcha. If not, you don't have a peh picha b'vavcha. The Mefarshim say that the Ramban says that's the gate of mitzvahs tshuva. It's stated in the Rishonim. Then it goes on mitzvahs tshuva. קורא ולכו הדובר מאויד, ופירפחו ולבובחו לעשו ישראל. אז אפשר לדור למצפס תשובה. We know our heart is to do תשובה. הפוסק says, לא בשומיים, ולא מעבר ליהודי. כי קורא ולכו הדובר, never was started in the snow, this פוסק, so you should go and ask to every morning say it. You know, if he's apocryphalous, maybe it does not mean a mirror, yeah? The Torah says, first time, if he goes on Torah, לאי בשומיים מי, ולאי בעבר היום, כי קורוי אילך רעדוב ומוריד. The Bochor says, where it's called, it doesn't go in the morning, it's not going in the afternoon, it's not going by night. סיגי צח ניש, סיגי צח ניש. And Hashem says, כי קורוי אילך רעדוב ומוריד. ופיכו, לאי בשומיים, לאי בעבר היום, סיעזי אילך. Have a yid. Los Angeles, a young boy. Yeah, he made a lot of money, yeah? He got a lot of money. So he came close the last couple of years. So once I was sitting, he came over, I wanted to be close to you. I said, listen, I don't have a problem. Every time you come to Eretz Yisrael, 8 o'clock in the morning you're in my house, we learn. Food do. Doesn't make a difference. We said, hello. And he keeps every day, every time he comes. So now he was here 2 days, yesterday and today. Yesterday, we learned, but then realized it became very late. So I was late from when he said that. I didn't have, you know, we're learning. Today, you know, 9:30, I closed. I said, you know, time is issue, but it's late, I have to be there and I'm late already. So he told me today, he's so happy in such a Kabbalah. And he says, the mindset he comes for 2 days, there's so much, you know, visits. The mindset he learns 2 hours. And he feels like he did. So it was one little Kabbalah. You think he does less? He says he will have another 2 hours. People sometimes go for a trip somewhere, Benaz Manim. Yeah, there's no time to learn. If they will learn 2 hours, you think he will have a different Benaz Manim? It will be the same in there. Hashem tells you, Ki koroiv eilecho hadovo me'oid. What's that? כי קורב אילך הדובר מאוד בפיך ובלבוב כל העשויס בפיך ובלבוב כל העשויס So a person has to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's easy So he has a kasha but it doesn't look easy Chazal say לא עושים לא רואים הלולו בויכים והלולו בויכים. צדיקים בויכים נדמה להם כהר, ורשעים בויכים נדמה להם כחוט השער. חז"ל say, the thickness of the יצר הרע will look like a חוט השער. And then the guy will say, it doesn't make sense, you know, I really wanted to learn. And Hashem tells you, if you're a tzaddik, it's in the height. If you're not a tzaddik, It was a chut asayra. So Bachar, this man, very choshev a Bachar. The first day of this man, I saw him 10 o'clock marching out of Beis Medrash. I managed to catch him. Tell him, where are you going? He said, I don't. I said, please sit for another 2 hours. He said, is my hand to go? I said, yeah, and I'm talking about it. He learned for 2 hours. He learns not every night at 12 o'clock. Oh, mamash, a different person. He didn't even know where he's going. Where's he going? Nothing. That winning was nothing. He just decided to stay. It's not a rule. It's never hard. No of us need, and it looks. It looks scary. Tzel horim, I'll say. The Tzel horim could scare you. It looks very high. You touch it, doesn't exist. It's dimyanus. You think that it's there. There's nothing there. It's garnish there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ki koroi v'ilecho adobur me'oid, beficho bilvovcho la'asoy soy. Everyone. Everyone could become a Talmud Chacham. Let's finish with a vote. Re'ei nusati lefonecha, yei mesachayim vesatoiv, esamoves vesora. Shoneichim v'tzavcho. Bochart v'chayim. What is the pshat? I nusati lefonecha, yei mesachayim vesatoiv, esamoves vesora. The Sefer Moshe Feinstein, he says, what is Hayoim? And he said, of a Mecha. Hayoim? He says, every day in life is Chai V'movus and is Toi V'ra. People sometimes think, today is not my day. Every day is a choice for bad. Yes, davening, not davening. Yes, slichas, not slichas. Every day. Every day, ובחרת בחיים. ראי נוסעתי לפונך היום בשחיים ובשמורס. So people think, yeah, okay, in general, I'll be a good guy, yeah? Every day a person has to look at שחיים ובשמורס ובחרת בחיים.